I'm here with Joe and Amanda from the St Andrews Review to talk about their show on Thursday night, The Crass Menagerie. So, firstly, can you describe a bit about the Review for those who might not have seen your previous shows and explain what it's about?
We're a sketch comedy group, so we're St Andrews' only sketch comedy group. So we write our stuff and then we perform it. We've done two shows before. Our first show was on the 19th of April last year, so it's exactly a year from last year, so it's our first birthday. And then we did a show on Valentine's Day this year. Yeah, we've just been like getting some sketches together, started rehearsals a week ago, you know, standard. But yeah, there's lots of exciting new material that you'll be able to see.
Yeah, we also have sketches about St Andrews, but also general sketches as well. So it's going to be a mixture of off-kilter skits, smirk-raising songs, some poetry, and not really looking like we know what we're doing, but somehow managing to get away with it.
And also wanted to add that your Valentine's show was actually sold out. And so do you feel that like your first year has gone really well?
I'm completely blown away. Our first show, which was on the 19th of April last year, it's called Gestation Period. That completely sold out as well. And we got fantastic reviews from the Saints and the Stand. The Saints called us, said the show was laugh a minute or second, brilliantly crafted, and superb from beginning to end. And the Stand called it top-notch stuff. So
that's impressive that you remember that.
Hoping for more of the same.
What is the inspiration behind the sketches?
Quite a lot of the St Andrews-based sketches are obviously based on, you know, things that happen in St Andrews. So just scroll through some of Star News and we've probably taken the mick out of it. But then other stuff just comes out of nowhere. Either quite often we'll write a sketch like individually and then bring it to the group, or sometimes a couple of us will sit down and be like, oh, this is a funny idea, and then just start going. There's no real method for it. We just
the great thing is that there are eight of us in the group, four guys, four girls, and we're all very, very different in terms of personality. And, you know, we've got it's a cosmopolitan group, lots of different nationalities and upbringings and backgrounds and things, so we all have slightly different senses of humour. And I think that's great, because we think there'll be something for everyone in the show. Or many things for everyone. It'll be like, you know, more miniature treats than a box of celebrations, we hope.
And why have you chosen to perform at On the Rocks? What's special about it?
This will be my fourth year performing in the On the Rocks Festival, and I think it is really brilliant to have like such a wide variety of student arts. It's the only student arts festival in Scotland, and I think it is really a special thing to be part of, and we're really, really proud to be able to be part of it, especially on the Bayer main stage, which is a really, really huge, the main venue, really. Yeah, I mean, we did it last year and we're really thrilled to be doing it again. It's probably, you know, the main thing you think about in theatre in St Andrews. It's like, you know, the big event that most theatre societies want to be involved in. It's just a really brilliant thing.
It's like having a miniature Edinburgh Fringe Festival in St Andrews, which is fantastic. Just to go on a slight tangent, we're also performing our debut show at the Edinburgh Fringe in August from the 2nd to the 19th at Just the Tonic at the Caves, 20 to 1 in the afternoon. So if you've never seen us before, or if you like the show tomorrow, on Thursday, and want to see some new sketches and some old sketches, do consider coming along. It'll be top larks.
And are there any other shows that you're looking forward to seeing on the Rocks, or you might have seen already?
Well, we've got there's a 2-for-1 deal with us and Blind Mirth show, which is on the Friday night. So it's £3 for each show or £5 for both. So they're the other comedy group in St Andrews. They normally do improv comedy, but they're doing a sketch show. So I think we'll all be going along to each other's to have a laugh at each other. And Glengarry Glen Ross, one of our members, Lorenzo, is in that, directed by Jasper Lauderdale. And I think that would be really... looks like that's going to be really good.
That's Glengarry Glen Ross is on Wednesday and Thursday, but the Thursday show will be following straight on after that. So if you're torn for which day to go and see Glengarry Glen Ross, book for Thursday and then get a pint and then come back for us afterwards. Mm-hmm. Also, I caught a sneak preview of Bouncers by John Godber, which is going up in Venue 2 tomorrow on Wednesday. And it's a really, really funny play. And I saw their rehearsal yesterday. It's four guys, and they play all of the characters in a nightclub. And it's really, really funny.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? Or
come for the show. It's going to be great. Yeah, you'll be upset if you don't.
Yeah, book your tickets early, because on previous occasions, dozens of people have been turned away at the door for forgetting to book ahead. So don't make their mistake.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe and Amanda.